Our next report, Pike Lake and Maisie.
Good morning. My name is Maisie, and this is a report for the week of November 1st, 2020 from Pike Lake Elementary School. This was an extraordinarily warm week with an average high of 60 degrees and an average low of 38 degrees. Because of this warm weather, many of the Pike Lake phenologists have been observing that they lost all the snow in their yards. This week in phenology class, we spent time observing spiders. We were able to see orb weavers, jumping, and grass spiders. The highlight was when Brecken and Jace each found a northern wolf spider. I observed that the weather is warm. I think it is because lately it's been above freezing and warm after the snow melted. That means there is nothing to reflect the heat back into the sky. That's my hypothesis for this warm weather. Gavin observed that there was a weasel that ran through his house with a black stripe down the middle. It was also outside carrying a bird that hit his window. He is confident that it is a meat eater. He also observed a tree stump that had a baby tree growing on it. Peyton observed 6 or 7 crows flying south. She did some research and found that some, but not all, populations of crows migrate. Deegan saw a red squirrel eating mushrooms and stealing other mushrooms from other red squirrels. Britta noticed that there was a pine cone and a part of our deck that makes a 90-degree angle, but it has some of the seeds removed. She concluded a squirrel was storing it for the winter. This concludes a report from the outer reaches of a Proctor School District. Be aware, things are happening out there.
Thank you, Maisie. What a wonderful report from you guys. The snow is definitely gone. The orb weaver, wolf, jumping spiders, lots of spiders that they found. That's great. I'm glad to hear they're looking at spiders. Spiders are really fascinating little critters. And Maisie's theory on albedo, the reflection of sunlight off of snow. Very good, Maisie. That's astonishing for a young student to pick up on those kinds of clues. I'm really impressed. And I love the student who had the weasel in his house and hoped it was a meat eater. Believe me, weasels do eat meat. And also a tree growing in a stump. And I've seen that myself. In fact, one of the pleasures I have of walking around in my land is looking for such things. One time I found this stump of a birch that was about 3 feet high and growing right out of the top of this thing. Now the birch log inside is just mush, but the bark is holding everything together. There was about a 4-inch tall balsam tree that was getting a start there. I realized that it wasn't probably going anywhere, but it was fun to see nonetheless.